One of the most famous landmarks of Mexico City is the Golden Angel, who looks down on the more than 20 million inhabitants of this vast urban sprawl. As global population has risen, reaching 7 billion recently, so does the population of the world's cities. More and more people are migrating from rural areas to urban ones in search of a better life. But here in Mexico City, the angel looks down on some people more kindly than others.
I've been living on the streets for around 13 or 14 years. My name is Marisol. I'm 24 years old. My son's called Diego, and he's nearly one.
Marisol is one of the many young people who carve a life for themselves in the squalid and often dangerous conditions of the Mexico City streets. But, says Marisol, for the girls, even greater dangers await them.
All of us girls on the streets run the same risks, because often men say they'll give us something in exchange for sex.
For women, the biggest problem they face is exploitation.
Edna Mede works for an organization called Foundation Renacimiento, which has a shelter for young people who've been living on the city streets. Prostitution to earn money for food, she says, is common. And with that is the very real risk of contracting HIV and sexual diseases, as well as unplanned pregnancies. Diego Palacios is the representative of the United Nations Population Fund in Mexico.
The Population Fund is working with the Mexican government to improve the quality of life for young people, and especially for these kids who are the most vulnerable.
And one of these is Marisol. But her life is slowly beginning to change. Now she goes to a shelter daily to get a hot meal and to bathe her baby. Her three other children were all taken away from her and put into care. She fears losing Diego too, unless she can get herself and her son off the violent life on the streets.
I don't know what the future holds for my kids. If they're going to be the same as me, or worse than me. I don't know, but I've got to get out of all this, both for my kids and for me. I'm going to do it. I'm going to come through.